two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell. Socially distant, 20-plus miles away. That's the way we prefer it.
Not close enough.
I don't know if it's not far enough.
Is 20 miles enough? That's the question.
Right.
Scott said sometimes the spittle that flies in this room is probably the best. It's probably the best.
Between the two of us.
Probably the best way to do it.
There is a lot of stuff that moves around.
Now look, we got
this
new thing over the corner, though, right? We got this little air filter doing its thing.
Nice.
I'm sure it's just a Band-Aid on, or at least it's like it's a placebo effect where I go.
I feel better knowing it's over there.
I know. So we have this little R2-D2 unit over in the corner that's helping us out. Dave McCann, KSL5 Television, joins us here in the studio. BYU TV, of course, he'll put that hat on for this weekend to call the game. Blaine Fowler going to be your pal again, as usual?
Yeah. We've been doing games together for 30 years.
I just wondered if one of you guys was going to be like...
I started real young.
going into COVID protocol, yeah.
Hey, look, it's all around us. It's just I feel lucky every day to have eluded it.
I'll throw a side note out here.
All right.
And Dave, I've told Dave this story before, but I was a 19-year-old missionary having to wait on my visa in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And they go, now this guy, we're going over to this guy's house, okay? And he's like the sports TV guy here. And they feed us well, and it's awesome. I remember, so I was at Dave McCann's house as a missionary. Just eyes wide open,
isn't
going
that crazy.
What is going on?
I don't remember that.
No, well, but I think that you probably had a million people march through there through the years.
Were we nice? Were we nice?
Oh yeah, it was awesome.
Had plenty to eat.
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
Yeah, pizza.
It was.
We might have had pizza.
Kicked us out the door. We had some sort of barbecued something, and I remember thinking to myself, "I'm never going to see this guy again." Whatever. And here we are. So, here's the thing about we just heard Kyle Whittingham going, we just hope we can play this game this weekend.
Yeah.
Things are getting better. We're trying to figure things out. And then we have on the flip side of things, BYU, who's 8-0 going into their ninth game this weekend. And you said it right when you walked in. You go, well, we're just hoping that they're going to play it.
Yeah.
And I said, wait, is that in question? You go, no, but every game, you got to figure it out. I mean, that's the attitude that Kalani has had all this week. Just, I think it was less than a half hour ago, he's been named on to the Bear Bryant Coach of the Year finalist watch list. So
he deserves it.
You see the year that Kalani has had versus the years he's had in the past where it's like, should we extend this guy? Should we try to figure this out? What is this year going to be historically for BYU, do you think?
Well, I think we got to wait to see how it goes. And like we've said for months here on this show, COVID's going to have something to do with how it all finishes. Whether it's they get this great opportunity because COVID eliminated a bunch of people, or whether they get eliminated because COVID spikes up. And, it's like we've said every week, and we just said a moment ago, how grateful fans are to have a game. And before Utah takes the field Saturday night, and let's hope they do, BYU will have played 9 football games. 9 games.
Wow.
And to BYU's credit of dealing with COVID through it all, just like everybody else. And, you know, a lot of their problems of COVID was in the summer when Utah got back. The Pac-12 started way too late. They get the guys back. And so someone was saying, well, why is BYU playing games and Utah can't get on the field? That's exactly why, is that BYU's had time to work through it and even work through the the postponement of the Army game. And then they've just been fortunate to get out there. So we'll hopefully have a lot of football this weekend.
And there's been an uptick of cases all over the country. And you're seeing games in some of the, you know, the SEC and other conferences being, you know, canceled or postponed. Does BYU have to play another game this year to have any kind of chance at you know, because there is discussion about can BYU make the playoffs or a New Year's Six bowl game?
I don't think they have to.
You're saying in addition to the 10?
In addition to the
10? Yeah, of course, yeah.
As a fan, it'd be great to have more games, you know, one every week.
Right.
But in this environment, if this was a normal type season, then I'd say absolutely. But in this environment, I don't think so. I think if you get to 10 wins – and most teams in the country aren't going to get near 10 games, period. But if you get to 10 wins under the circumstances and let everybody else fall by the wayside, which is probably going to happen, whether it's COVID or they're beating each other, I think you're in a position to get into a New Year's Six. I haven't been one to say, hey, they should get into the playoff because their schedule is what it is, and we're just grateful to have a schedule. So right. I'm not on that campaign, but I am on one of – hey, get to the Fiesta Bowl or the Peach Bowl, and even if you play Cincinnati, it'd be an awesome game, or play a P5 and have a measuring stick to end the season before you kick off against Arizona in Allegiant Stadium in Vegas in September.
Are they even considering, like, we heard this kind of ramped up talk about an 11th game, and I feel like now because of the increased cases and because of other games, I mean, even the Marshall game, you know, they were talking about, hey, Marshall, but then they've had their game looked at this weekend and had to be postponed as well. Is that just all but gone, basically?
I think it's changed. You know, we had this conversation a few weeks ago when they were going to go out and get 11 and 12, trying to get Army back on the 28th. Now I'm not so sure. I think with the circumstances,
it's just too much, right?
It's just stand firm. Be grateful for what you've played. You've beaten everybody that you've been able to play. And the Boise State win was significant enough. That's a statement win for the season. People don't even know who they played in September. They don't think about that anymore. They think about they put 51 on Boise State at Boise State. That's enough to hold your ground. Beat North Alabama on Saturday and get video of Zach around the country throwing touchdowns so that he stays in the conversation of a guy who's had a great year. And then you know, then you got to try to stay busy. Maybe watch a lot of basketball before the snow game on December 12th against San Diego
State.
Yeah.
You're going to be watching a lot of basketball.
You know what? That is a long time to wait, but look at how long Utah's waited. Then they thought they were going to play.
The only Power 5 team
and they get postponed it. They get postponed. So, you know, Arizona State, it might be a long time before they get a play again. So all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know what? Maybe that's not too long. Just get your wins and stand firm.
All right. I want to switch gears. I want to talk about Taysom Hill. Should Taysom Hill be starting now that Drew Brees is out?
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you guys next week, everybody.
Thank you very much.
And I think he will.
Well, I wonder if – I don't know what – I think that this weekend it was different because it was a mid-game situation. But
why do you think he will? That's what I – you know all this stuff. That's why I'm asking you.
They're paying him $16 million.
Yes. And, I think he'll be playing. Why
and
he will?
He's got a head coach that thinks he's the future quarterback. So they got a full week to prepare. You know, it's a popular this on Twitter. It's going to be Winston. It's going to be Taysom. I'll put my reputation on the line. It's going to be Taysom Hill on Sunday.
Okay. There you go.
Based on nothing. Dave, but I put my reputation on the line.
Dave McKinnon, no one's going to show up and go.
We all do that. Excuse me. Based on nothing. We put
you guys do that every night on this
We're going to have to ask you to come with us. You put
it's
your reputation on the line. And
hey, what a great
happen.
Game to play against Falcons.
It should be a good one. So
I hope it works.
Dave McKinnon, KSL 5 Television, 10 o'clock tonight. He's got the call on BYU TV this weekend at 1 o'clock our time here.
It's going to be a celebration of BYU football. It's North Alabama, so what it is a celebration of a team that's managed to – get to 8 wins and look for 9 during a pandemic season.
I hope North Alabama has all their protocols in place. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. Got more to go. MVPs are next. Dave, thanks for hanging out, man.
Anytime. All see right. you, Scott.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.